For many of us, being asked to stay home during the pandemic is inconvenient. But for others, it is downright dangerous. Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary spoke with the executive director of the Fremont County Alliance Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, Sydney Allred, who said that social distancing is putting those already living with domestic violence at greater risk.
For a lot of us, home is a safe place. Home is a good place to be, but when you are dealing with domestic violence or child abuse situations, home is the nightmare. There is no one to check the batterer right now. I'm not going to work. My kids aren't going to school. There is no one to see the bruises. And right now, victims are trapped with the monster. And they can't call me. And no one is going to know what's going on in that house.
So who is most at risk right now?
Statistically, men are less likely to be victims. That is the reality. And women and children are at incredibly high risk. I mean, in most cases where there is a batterer who is beating their wife, they're beating their kids. Batterers view their families as property. They're not people. They're not equals. These are monsters. The things that they do, and it's more than just the physical violence. It is what they say. I can fix a broken arm. I can take you to the ER. We can get that handled. I cannot fix the hours of verbal abuse and emotional abuse that you've endured.
And how has law enforcement been responding?
We're not arresting anything unless it is pretty extreme. A lot of these things that would incentivize a batterer to measure himself or herself, they're just not in place right now, and it is really scary. So, for example, I recently had a client who had a protection order in place. Batterer showed up at house, tried to break in, and all law enforcement did was send him away. They didn't arrest him. They cited him, but they didn't arrest him. And I understand it. My husband is a corrections officer.
Why has law enforcement been responding this way?
They're really trying to minimize the number of people coming in and out of the jail, because if we have a breakout in the jail, it would be devastating. I mean, there's not enough corrections officers, so if an entire two shifts get sick and are supposed to be quarantined at home, we don't have enough people to run the jail.
So what options do people and families have who are living in these situations, you know, stuck inside with their batterer?
So we still are providing shelter. Like, if someone isn't safe and they need to get out, we're getting them out. The most dangerous time for a victim is when they're leaving and right after they've left. So we are having to do a lot of very strategic thinking and planning as we are extracting folks, because the world is just upside down right now. One of my favorite tools is a safety word, a code word. Get one with your kid, get one with us. It's a random word, maybe cheeseburger. It would be something that you would never text me or message me. If I see cheeseburger, I'm calling the police and I'm sending them to you right now, because that means your life is at risk. So we are still able to provide almost all of the exact same services that we've always been providing. It just looks a little different.
Now, is it true that domestic violence rates go up in the summer?
The weather gets hot and people get mean. I don't get it. But that's what happens, a major, major increase in the sale of alcohol. And alcohol, while it does not cause domestic violence or child abuse, it escalates it. And the impact that that has on domestic violence, coupled with summer, coupled with kids not being able to be sent to summer sports or activities, people are really going to be in a very tough situation for the foreseeable future.
What do you want people who are not living in this kind of situation to maybe know or think about?
I know what's going on in that house. I know what they're being exposed to and enduring. And that's, I think, part of why I get so worked up and just frustrated with people who are not respecting some of these health and state guidelines, because there are people right now who are having to stay in a place that is the most dangerous place for them. And they are doing it to try to keep other people safe. I can't imagine being a mother trapped with a monster and having to protect my babies and maybe not having access to a phone or not having cell service to even call an agency like ours. And I know how bad it is. Adding a pandemic to domestic violence it's a powder keg.
So if someone knows someone who is living with domestic violence, what can they do right now to help?
You can interrupt the violence. Check in. as much as possible, because the batterer, again, they're trying to protect a persona and an image. But if I have a phone call that I have scheduled or a Zoom call, and I like Zoom a lot, or FaceTime or Skype, because the batterer knows I can see him. So that helps to stop what's in progress. If you are worried about somebody, just call people. Call and check in and say, hey, I love you. I care about you. I know this is terrible, but I am here. And then wherever you're at in the state, if you are worried about someone, find that crisis hotline. Every county has a crisis hotline. Find that number. Get that number to your friend.
Is there anything you want to say to those that are living in an abusive household right now? Is there any message you want to get out there?
We are here. You are not alone. We care. And if you need us, find a way. Call us and we will get you out, because you don't have to suffer.
Sydney Allred, thank you so much for speaking with me.
That's Sydney Allred speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary. If you or someone you know needs help, resources can be found at wyomingpublicmedia.org.